Okay, the biggest and the best in sports coming your way at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, over the next 2 hours. And we have always got you covered on Friday nights. We are going to open things up with a Final Four recap this evening, and we're going to feature one of the elite teams that advanced to the biggest stage. Many, myself included, we projected would win it all. But unfortunately for the Florida Gators and that epic 30-game winning streak, it all came crashing down into an end as the Gators finished the season with a loss to UConn. Struggled mightily. If you watch the game, they struggled mightily to the Huskies, and they had that 10-point loss. So we have invited back to our show. We are headed straight to Florida. Buddy Martin of WOCA Radio in North Central Florida. He is the host of the Buddy Martin Show. Buddy, it's been way too long. Spring is here. It's so good to have you back with us tonight. Thank you.
Wonderful to be back to talk to you again. It has been a while, and we've got a lot to catch up on.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover, because last time you were on the show, we were talking college football. We want to get the pulse on that eventually, but right now we're going to focus our attention on just the special season Billy Donovan and his Gators had. I mean, it really was an incredible run. The roster was comprised of six seniors, four of them starters. I personally, Buddy, I thought they would win it all. They were my favorite. What was your evaluation of the game and the takeaways after they had that loss to UConn?
Well, there's so much to say. It was unfortunately a total collapse. And the way it went down was what hurt so bad for Gator fans, because they were so emotionally invested. You know, the old joke had been around here now this season, since the Gators went on their 30-game win streak and won the SEC and became the first team to be 18-0 in the SEC and then won the tournament, was that the question was, what has Will Muschamp done that Billy Donovan was unable to do? Turned Florida into a basketball school. And basketball, of course, is what it's been about for the last couple of months. Football school, basketball school. Today, maybe Gator fans might want to go back to being a football school, because the way they lost to UConn, taking no credit from the Huskies, who played extremely well, and Shabazz Napier is a wonderful player. But it was a painful defeat, reminiscent to old Gators, of a collapse in the Fiesta Bowl in 1995 by Steve Spurrier's undefeated number one ranked team, when they were clobbered by Nebraska.
Ah.
The score, not as bad, but compared to how this team has been playing for so long, maybe overachieving, they picked the wrong time to have their worst game of the year.
Well, you know what's interesting? You were talking about how they really just steamrolled so many quality opponents, especially even in the SEC, a conference that's regarded with some really good basketball. What was your biggest concern in terms of before they headed up to North Texas and into Arlington?
Well, you always worry about injuries, and I'm not ever going to make an excuse because it will be taken away from UConn. I have a distinct feeling that perhaps this team suffered some injuries. I think Scotty Wilbekin was hurt. He was not the same player he has been all season long. He played his worst game of the year. Shot was way off. He couldn't defend. And it was just a very, very unfortunate time for Scotty. I can't prove that because no one will admit to that. They have a good source around the program, which I asked the question, was Wilbekin hurt? And he said, I'm just going to say he wasn't himself. So that was one thing, injuries. The other thing is about this team. When you play a team like UConn, in addition to the fact they test you at both ends of the court and their guard play is so great, they shoot their free throws extremely well. That's been an Achilles heel for the Florida team all year long, except in recent weeks they had been making their free throws. They fell apart again at the free throw line. I don't think that would have made a difference, but you feared that coming in. The third thing did happen. The offense, when Wilbekin wasn't driving it and Michael Frazier wasn't knocking down his three regularly, had a tendency to go into deep freeze. For an 11-minute period, when Billy Donovan had his some non-scorers on the floor, they went to a deep freeze, and that cost them a lot. I think, matter of fact, it was 11-0 run by UConn. So that was costly. So those are the things you think about, and you cross your fingers. This team is like watching a NASCAR race for 30 games. Are they going to go off the track? Are they going to crash and run out of gas? Ultimately, to use the NASCAR metaphor, they ran out of gas against a really good team.
Well, they ran out of gas, but I think depth was truly a concern for me when they went into that. You were talking about, alluded to some of the injuries, and that certainly definitely played out. Hey, Buddy Martin from WOCA Radio in North Central Florida and host of the Buddy Martin Show is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We always love when you connect with us. Join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And my dear Buddy, I tell all the listeners tonight nationally where they can go and they can connect with you too.
WOCA.com every weekday at 5 o'clock with your Buddy Martin sports page. Love to have you listen sometime.
And we'd love for them to follow you on Twitter, too. What's your Twitter handle, Buddy?
That would be just Buddy Martin. Twitter.com.
All righty. So, unfortunately for the Gators, they were unable to achieve the ultimate goal and to win another national championship. But really, I think you said it best. You have to give the Huskies credit. When I started looking at the score sheet, just the execution defensively, I mean, they really locked down the paint, especially even from the perimeter. I mean, the Gators were only 1 of 10 from three-point range and 38% field goal percentage shooting that night, too.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job on defense. Their guard play was sensational. But DeAndre Daniels, the guy you didn't hear that much about, a little bit, he's the guy that really ripped them up with those three-point shots. Florida goes out and goes up 16-4. That's the Florida team I've been expecting to see for a long time. You're a golfer. You know this. You never play a ground of golf where you get everything in your bag well. There's always one piece missing. I said, if this Florida team ever gets right, hits all their clubs well, this team could win by 10 points. Instead, they were 16-4. DeAndre Daniels made those three-pointers, and they tied it and went ahead. And at halftime, Scotty Wilfkin, who was famous for his walk-off threes at halftime, missed the shot that would have given Florida another 2 points. And at that moment, we should have known something was different. And the second half was all UConn.
We are doing a recap of the Gators basketball season. I know it's been a very tough pill to swallow. And you are on the radio airwaves down there in North Central Florida, WOCA. What kind of feedback have you been getting from the listeners all week long? Are they lamenting?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much heartbroken. And I think but there's a great sentiment, too, of appreciation for Billy Donovan. The ride that they see took people on this year. And in our town, of course, I'm in Ocala, which is just 35 miles in Gainesville. And Billy Donovan comes here a lot to Ocala and does his tip-off club meeting. And he's very close to this community in Ocala. And people in Ocala are extremely fond of him. And I must say that he's done more for our city than any three coaches, including my friends, Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier, have done in all the years. Billy Donovan is a superb person. He's a great popular member in our community, and I think he had a wonderful run. And really, to be honest with you, despite the outcome, I think Billy did his best coaching job in 18 years.
We'll be right back. EWC, YSR, much, much more with Buddy Martin, the host of The Buddy Martin Show on WOCA in North Central Florida. We will be right back.